little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'll record it whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hello, we are Sons of the East, and this song's called Mirror Me. Take it away.
This week on The Sessions at Midori House, we're joined by Sydney indie folk trio Sons of the East. They are Jack, Dan and Nick and have been making music together for some time. In fact, some of them have known each other since childhood. A few years ago, they released a couple of EPs and have since been busy on the road and in the studio, where they've been finishing up their debut album. Ahead of their first ever London show, they dropped by to play us some tracks.
Things are so late. Oh, they give me time. Know that I miss when I just miss those eyes. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, babe.
My name is Jack. I am the lead singer, self-proclaimed cool guy of the band, I guess you could say. Ooh. That.
I am Dan. I play the electric guitar and banjo in the band.
And I'm Nick. I play the keyboard and guitar in the band.
Jack and I knew each other. We grew up together. So we kind of went to preschool together and then school, high school. A very long time. Yeah, our whole lives. And now we live together. Terrible idea. And Nick and myself met playing Aussie rules, like AFL, which is kind of Australia's national sport. And then after high school, we kind of, everyone had met and we all got together and just started kind of writing some music together, just for a bit of fun. And then we thought, this isn't too bad. And then we kind of started writing more and more songs. And all of a sudden we were playing gigs and the band kind of formed.
And you have put out a couple of EPs, but not one for a while. It's been a few years since the last release, Already Gone.
It has, yeah.
What have you been up to in the few years since then?
We've kind of just, we've been doing a lot of touring back home. At the start of this year, we were over in the States. We went over for South by Southwest, did a couple of shows over there, which was really fun. And then we've been working on the new record. So it's nearly pretty much all done, and we should have some new music out, hopefully, when we get back to Australia.
Can you tell us anything about it?
Generally speaking, it's a bit of a progression onwards from the stuff that we did on the last record. There's some more sort of folk and rock and roll influenced stuff on there, but some other kind of more modern sounding tracks on there as well. Some more upbeat drum driven stuff, and probably less of the boot stomper sort of four to the floor stuff that we've kind of made a name off, I guess.
Well, talking about that kind of boot stomping music that you're known for, everything you read about you guys is always the really obvious comparisons to Mumford & Sons and stuff like that. Mm. Does that get really tiresome for you guys?
It's a nice comparison. Obviously, they've had such a successful career, and there obviously are some similarities. But I think we definitely draw our music from a really broad variety. I think there's a lot of kind of like older influences that we find in our music. Like Nick's a massive fan of the Eagles. We all love like Fleetwood Mac, Bob Dylan, a lot of that kind of stuff. I mean, it's always nice, but I think especially in regards to the new record, it's our sound is definitely progressing and yeah, a little bit different, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Which when we're unbelievably excited to get it out, because yeah, it's been a while and it's gonna be fun once we get the new record out, I think.
Yeah, I think people are just, they hear an instrument like the banjo and they're like, yeah, what other band do I know that has a banjo?
Yeah, it's a well quick
said.
Comparison.
That's what I put in my article.
Well said. It's a lazy comparison by the punters.
It is what it is.
I mean, even today you've demonstrated some pretty forward-thinking instrumentation. We had the keys, not the keys you'd think of as what's normally referred to as the keys, but literally.
Yeah, the keyboard. Keys. Yeah.
Some keys.
Jack's house keys, I believe, yes. Made an appearance at the end of one of the songs.
And my ex-girlfriend's house keys, which is still up there for some reason. Just can't let go.
This song is called Come Away.
Saying she waits by the tree, and she thinks no one comes to me. But she sure. It stands here all alone, stupid blanket and telephone.
Jack, I believe you play the didgeridoo as well.
I do, yes.
Is that on the new album or is that...
We could throw it in there, but probably not. We'd hate to use it as like a novelty thing. The songs that we have used it on, they kind of were built around each other. So just to like chuck it in there towards the end, like would probably be take away from its...
A bit gratuitous.
Yeah, perfect word. Yeah, I mean, it goes down. It's quite a unique thing to play. And when people see it live and, you know, on videos and stuff we do, it's always very exciting. But yeah, at the moment, probably not. We've kind of retired it from live shows as well because it's just such a overpowering sound. The best sound guys in the world couldn't get a good tone out of this thing I was playing. It's too awkward to carry as well. It's like, wouldn't even fit in this room. It's too big, clunky, and
sling it over your back, and it looks like a big bow and arrow set or something like that.
Like Legolas runs in the streets.
Too many problems with the didgeridoo there.
But it's a beautiful instrument. Mm. Love it.
And I've heard that your live shows are something to behold. They're like really, really fun and upbeat. Is that kind of where you guys really thrive, do you think? It's quite good live music, the stuff that you play. Mm.
It's good fun. Like when we started, I think the main thing we wanted to do was play live. Like we were obviously writing tunes together and that sort of thing, but getting to a point where we could play live shows was always the number one kind of priority, really. And so we started to design a live show that around just what we would, you know, love to see. So a lot of that was, you know, high energy stuff mixed with, you know, the slower and more quiet kind of dynamics. And so we've tried to kind of do that to a point where people don't just come to our shows going, oh, it's an acoustic band, we're gonna, you know, sit there and
sit in a rug,
We want people to like have a good time and like feel energetic and kind of really get into it, and so that's kind of how we've designed it. I think it's working.
People are buying tickets.
People are buying tickets, so we must be doing something right.
This song is called Into the Sun.
Stealing glances at the pavement, well, the way it comes too soon. Supposed to keep on rolling, but the race is nothing new. It's the train that starts to go, and it takes our bodies slow. And I know you wanted to for some time now. And all this time you're gone, in your wake I stumble on, but the smoke is nothing left. So I walk into the sun. I thought you'd be there, but you could fool anyone. In the red water dust, will I see you soon? Did we move on? The crowd begins to break up. You were
sun. I thought you'd be there, but you could fool anyone. Got a head full of dust.
You've been listening to the Sessions at Midori House. This week's guests were Sons of the East, who are currently on tour around Europe. For more information, head to sonsoftheeast.com. The show is produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week when we'll have music by Oscar Jerome. But for now, thanks for tuning in.
See you soon. Or do we move on?